Mr. Lajudas, again with that, you sure do stick to your talking points, don't you? You keep saying the truth, the truth, the truth, as if saying it makes it so. Witness, you don't have kids, Neil. I don't expect you to understand. Mr. Lajudas, enlighten me, enlighten all of us. Witness, you can't see your own kids straight. No one can. You love them too much. You're too close. If you had a son, if you had a son. Mr. Lajudas, do you need a minute to gather yourself? Witness, no. Have you ever heard of confirmation bias? Confirmation bias is the tendency to see things in your environment that confirm your preconceived ideas and not see things that conflict with what you already believe. I think maybe something like that happens with kids. You see what you want to see. Mr. Lajudas, and what you don't want to see, you choose not to? Witness, not choose. You just don't see it. Mr. Lajudas, but in order for that to be true, for it to be confirmation bias, you would have to genuinely believe in the thing, because you're talking about an unconscious process. So you would have to genuinely believe in your heart of hearts that Jacob was an ordinary kid, that his heart was not two sizes too small, correct? Witness, yes. Mr. Lajudas, but in this case, that couldn't be true, could it? Because you had reason to be on the lookout for signs of trouble, didn't you? Your whole life, Andy, you've been aware of the possibility, isn't that true? Witness, no, it is not. Mr. Lajudas, no. Did you forget who your father was? Witness, yes, for 30 years or so I forgot. I meant to forget, I purposely forgot, I was entitled to forget. Mr. Lajudas, you were entitled? Witness, yes, it was a personal matter. Mr. Lajudas, was it though? You never really believed that. You forgot who your father was? Forgot what your son might become if he turned out like Grandpa? Come on, you don't forget a thing like that. You knew. Confirmation bias. Witness, step back, Neil. Mr. Lajudas, you knew. Witness, step back, get out of my face, act like a lawyer for once. Mr. Lajudas, well now, there's the Andy Barber we all know. Back in control of yourself, master of self-control, master of self-delusion, master actor. Let me ask you something. Those 30 years when you forgot who you are, where you came from, you were telling yourself a story, weren't you? For that matter, you were telling everyone a story. In a word, you were lying. Witness, I never said anything that was not true. Mr. Lajudas, no, but you left a few things out, didn't you? You left a few things out. The witness did not respond. Mr. Lajudas, and yet now you want the grand jury to believe every word you say. Witness, yes. Mr. Lajudas, all right then, go on with your story.